from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to the show. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Aaron Ladd of KSHB 41 News. Let's talk a little bit about the quarterbacks. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers. You guys remember him. He plays for the New York Jets. I mean, I guess you could say that. He didn't play last year. We are hopeful that he plays this year for the New York Jets. Here is the coach, Robert Saleh. He said that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play the first 2 games of the preseason.
We haven't really talked about it. My instinct right now as I stand here is we'll see.
Your instinct is we'll see.
My instinct is no. But I want to leave it open that that third game is the one where we're deciding. So he definitely won't play the first 2, but the discussion on the third one, we just haven't quite had yet.
I believe that Aaron Rodgers is currently the biggest story in the National Football League. There was so much hype and buzz and anticipation around last season. The Jets were on Hard Knocks. They made some moves. There was a lot of hope centered around Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. We all were tuned in September 11th in New York. Jets and Bills, an important game in the division. We got 4 snaps of Aaron Rodgers last year. Tears his Achilles. You know what happens at the quarterback position for them. We get a lot of Zach Wilson. The Jets don't go anywhere. Aaron Rodgers is back. I think today Aaron Rodgers is the number one story in the NFL and the number one story leading into the season. There are some other stories, and I'll tell you what I think is the second biggest story. We'll see what happens with CeeDee Lamb. We'll see what happens with Dak Prescott. We've seen a couple of contracts already get signed in the league. Tua signed a new deal. Jordan Love just signed a new deal. There are obviously other storylines in the league. Rob, I believe the number one storyline, the biggest storyline as we are heading into the season, centers around the New York Jets. We still have so many unanswered questions about the Jets and what they look like with Rodgers. The other pieces are still there. You still have a top running back in Breece Hall. You've got one of the better young receivers in Garrett Wilson. The defense is still there. The same offensive line questions. It is basically like we have just pressed a pause on Aaron Rodgers. He is now a year older, and he is coming off a significant injury. But however you felt about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets coming into the 2023 season, shouldn't you feel that way about them coming into the 2024 season? Not much has really changed in New York.
I would agree, but I think there is a change. He's now coming off injury, and the way we view Aaron Rodgers is different. Like, me and you were not sold on the Jets last year. I remember we both were like, I don't know. There just was a lot of question marks. Aaron Rodgers off an Achilles injury and a year older is not going to be just right as rain. He's not going to be some spring chicken. Here we go. If you're the type of person that has questions about Kirk Cousins being coming back from injury in Atlanta, those same questions have to exist in New York. So it's a lot of the same things, but I would say quarterback has become a question in New York because you don't know how quickly he can bounce back. And now for a guy that was flirting with the idea of, or at least the prospect of, or was hinting at on Pat McAfee's show, that he could be back at some point last year, and he was this medical marvel and all this. For a guy who was saying those things in December, November, January, the fact that he's not going to be on the football field in August only raises those questions to another level. So they are the same as last year, except for there's a new question, and it's the biggest question because Aaron Rodgers' health is a big deal.
I would say every year there is a couple of teams that convince themselves they are just a quarterback away, that if they can get this one position right, that everything will be all right. We know who those two teams are this year. One of the teams is the exact same as they were last year, the New York Jets. You traded for this player. You have yet to see this player. Let's see how much of a difference Aaron Rodgers can potentially make for them. And the other team is Atlanta. You don't spend that kind of guaranteed money on that quarterback with the weapons that you have invested and drafted if you're not hopeful that you can be a dangerous, dark horse sleeper candidate in the NFC. So obviously, Aaron Rodgers is a much bigger story, bigger headline than Kirk Cousins, but both teams feel like they are in very similar spots. Now, I would say Atlanta is in a better spot, even though they have a worse quarterback. Atlanta's in a better spot because there is no clear-cut team in their division. The Jets have a clear-cut team in their division. Buffalo, they have another team that made the postseason last year in their division in the Miami Dolphins. Atlanta doesn't have to navigate that. Now, you have a team in Tampa Bay that made the postseason, but no one looks at them like they're some juggernaut kind of team. The Saints appear to be in flux, and Carolina was the worst team in the league. So if you're asking me just the toss-up question, who are you more optimistic about going into the season, the Jets or the Falcons, because the two feel like they are in very similar spots? I think the answer has to be Atlanta heading into this year.
Isn't there a third team in the we feel like we're a quarterback away camp? Are the Steelers in this camp? Because I think of the teams that made veteran quarterback moves, and veteran quarterback moves in the NFL, Carrington, usually make you think we're a quarterback away. Think about how the Broncos operated when they added Russell Wilson. Think about how the Jets operated when they added Aaron Rodgers. To your point, how the Falcons operated when they added Kirk Cousins. The Rams, when they added Matt Stafford. Historically speaking, when a team feels like we are a quarterback away, they tend to go get the headline name on the free agent or trade market. That's their path. It wasn't the headline name, but didn't the Steelers try two different, you know, attempts at that this offseason? They have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Don't they fall in the quarterback away category?
Yeah, I just think it's very different, at least in the comparison to somebody like Matthew Stafford. I mean, Russell Wilson was not traded for. Russell Wilson was released by a team, and the Steelers were able to get him on a one-year veteran contract. Now, some of that is because he's making so much from getting released from the Broncos, but I mean, Russell Wilson right now was on a one-year $1.21 million. You are not in the same category of Atlanta, in my opinion, with the resources that they have spent on quarterback. And for all the conversation that we had about Justin Field, and you remember, at one point, that was the top story in the league about what the Bears were going to do at the quarterback position. He got traded for not a sixth-round pick in last year's or this year's NFL draft. He got traded for a 2025 sixth-round pick. The Steelers have done the bare minimum that you can do in terms of quarterback upgrades and improvements. Where the Jets went out there and spent a second-round pick, Atlanta went out and spent $100 million guaranteed. That is not what the Steelers have done at the quarterback position. So at least for me, that's why I think the conversation is a little bit changed. Let's talk about the storyline that I think is the second biggest storyline in the NFL. So I would put Rodgers at number one. I think Rodgers, his health, what does that mean for the AFC? What does that mean for the New York Jets? I think that's the number one story in the National Football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
League. I think the second biggest story is Kansas City. I think the second biggest story is, can the Chiefs do it? And maybe we always feel a way about this team that is the two-time defending Super Bowl champion. Maybe this is not unique to Kansas City and unique to the Chiefs. But this feels like maybe the best chance that we might have in our lifetime of seeing a team win three championships in a row. I think you could argue with Kansas City that at every place other than corner, they are either equal to or better than they were last season. They're obviously not better at quarterback, but you think they'll get better quarterback play because of the weapons. They're the same at running back. You look at the wide receiver room, drastically improved from where you were last season. Offensive line, we'll see if you're better or worse, but I would at least say right now, you have to say that you are the same for the most part. You look at that D-line, you look at that linebacker room, you look at the safeties. This team is virtually the same as a team that won the Super Bowl last year, and you feel like they got stronger in some of their weaknesses. Now, we'll see how they We'll see how they replace L'Jarius Sneed. We'll see what happens with Willie Gay Jr. There's questions that the Chiefs have to answer over the course of the season. But going into a year, it's really hard to argue somebody else right now in the AFC. What's the argument for Cincinnati? What's the argument for Baltimore? What's the argument for Buffalo or Houston or one of these teams? Not saying they're not good teams. Maybe they end up winning the AFC. We have to see how the 19, 20 weeks play itself out until we get to that point. But if you look at Kansas City, you look at their roster, their quarterback, their head coach, their pedigree, it is really, really difficult to pick somebody else. I think the top two stories in the league are one, Aaron Rodgers, and I think the second one is Kansas City, and can they do it? And are they going to be the team that for the third consecutive year wins the Super Bowl and becomes the first team in league history to do so? And I've said this before, if Patrick Mahomes wants a claim on being the best, he is probably going to need to put that on his resume. If you think Mahomes is better than Brady, I can't argue that. You're entitled to feel how you feel. But it is going to be difficult, I think, at the end of his career to argue, well, Brady beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Brady also beat Mahomes in an AFC championship game in Mahomes' house. It's going to be really difficult to convince somebody that Patrick Mahomes is better than that guy when Mahomes was entering his prime and Brady was on the way out. It's just going to be difficult to argue that, I think. But if you're Patrick Mahomes, and let's say you end this thing with five or six, but you have a three-peat attached to your name, and you also have every individual stat that I think Mahomes could have. He could have most yards. He could have most touchdown passes. He could have most playoff wins. There's a lot of superlatives that Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to knock out over the course of the next decade and trying to get this thing right. I mean, that's the argument to you being the greatest quarterback of all time. It starts with, we can restart these conversations if they win the Super Bowl this year. You remember, people were starting to have them leading into the Tampa Bay Super Bowl. They just got their doors blown off, and people ended that conversation, and they moved on to something else. Those are the top two storylines I believe there are currently in the NFL.
Do you think there's a third? Because I agree with you, that's 1-2. I think it's pretty obviously 1-2. If you wanted to have Chiefs at 1 because of their dominance over the NFL and Rodgers at 2 because he didn't play last year, okay. I wouldn't fight either one anyway. But I think in the same sphere, in the same era of these two storylines is the Dallas Cowboys. And maybe that's just me falling victim to how the Cowboys are viewed on a national level, because they are the national brand in football. But there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of question about the future of the Cowboys with their quarterback, with their wide receiver. They had one of the most lame off seasons you can ever have, coming off a season where they were one of the best teams in the NFC. Isn't what happens in 2024 the Cowboys, just because of all the stuff leading around it, one of the biggest storylines? Like, when you're doing your SiriusXM show, I'm betting this NFL season the Cowboys come up just as often as the Chiefs or Aaron Rodgers, just because of all the things that led into this season.
Yeah, I would maybe say at least number three heading into the year, and this obviously can go away, is there's still a handful of contracts that we're waiting to get signed, and the Cowboys are obviously in that conversation about Dak Prescott. What do you do with Dak? What do you do with CeeDee Lamb? You look at the San Francisco 49ers. Do you extend Brandon Ayuk? What happens with Trent Williams? So I would probably put that as third, maybe just not Cowboys-centric, but just NFL as a whole. Like, this is, it's not only training camp time, it's holdout season. Like, there is one more wave of contracts that happen. We just saw it start with quarterback. And you remember last year heading into the season, Bosa got a deal done. TJ Hawkinson got a deal done right before the start of the season. Chris Jones' contract situation cleared itself up as we headed into the start of the season. So that's how I would rank it as of right now. Number one is Rodgers. Number two is Kansas City and the likelihood of them winning three straight Super Bowls. And then number three is just, hey, there's just a lot of contract uncertainty right now in the league. Some guys are going to get extended. Some guys are going to get told no. And then we'll start the season, and then we'll just reset the odometer, and we'll just find new quarterback storylines and new NFL storylines as we head into the season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.